not me, Your Honor.
It was a lot.
Check your local listings.
Would you sinus is your congestion? You want fast relief. Try Sudafed PE Quick Dissolve Strips. Fast, maximum strength Sudafed PE in a strip to relieve sinus pressure and the stuffed up feeling of congestion. Plus, they dissolve instantly with the cooling sensation of menthol. And while it may not be this fast, nothing's proven to give you maximum strength Sudafed PE relief faster. Sudafed PE Quick Dissolve Strips. Use as directed.
The voice of Manchester. 1450
WPLX. All right, good morning, my friends. Bill Martin back again every Friday, 10 o'clock. The next 30 minutes of our program are going to be the most valuable half hour of your entire week. Stay tuned as we bring you the author of a terrific book called Transformational Healing. She is going to talk to us about redirecting our lives toward wellness, purpose, and prosperity. You won't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
Program is sponsored by the law firm of Martin & Cohen, P.C. White Plains, attorneys with a tradition of providing quality legal services throughout Westchester County. The attorneys at Martin & Cohen, P.C. use four words to describe themselves: trusted, experienced, persistent, and local. Their office is conveniently located in White Plains. Contact them for a free consultation by calling 914-771-7711 or visit their website at martincolin.com for more information. When you have a problem and need a lawyer, remember that the attorneys at Martin & Cohen PC are trusted, experienced, persistent, and local. Dial 914-771-7711 or visit their website at martincolin.com. The law firm of Martin & Cohen at 44 Church Street in White Plains is proud to sponsor this program.
Accompanied by Lisa Colon. We're here every Friday from 10 to 10:30. We like to talk about the exceptional. And this week, like every other, we have a terrific program for you. Before we bring on our guest, we need to talk about news this week. The president gave his State of the Union this week, where he outlined his vision for America for the next few years. And so, in 2 minutes or less, here is my response. Ladies and gentlemen, colleagues and friends, the might of this great nation depends upon the strength of each individual citizen. Because a chain is only as strong as its weakest link, as a nation, we have to ensure that every single American is as strong as possible. By strong, we mean physical health, intellectual prowess, and intestinal fortitude. Toward this end, in other words, with the goal of having every single member of our society attaining as much success as possible, not having a world full of people walking around like hopeless victims of a cold and cruel world, but instead having a nation full of people who have achieved much in their lives, who feel on top of the world. This program today presents another chapter in our series on self-improvement. Today we are joined by Jamie Lynn Saloff, the author of a book called Transformational Healing. It's a book about personal wellness. It's a book about personal achievement. and personal prosperity. Joining us now, Jamie Lynn Saloff. Good morning. No? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I just introduced you and the title of your book, but not much else. I'd like to talk to you for a minute about the circumstances in your life, sad as they were, that brought you to coming up with this book and these ideas.
Okay.
Unfortunately, when you were 24 years old, you were diagnosed with cancer?
I certainly was.
Okay, and can you tell us about that very briefly, please?
Well, and you know, that's a shock at that age because you're still at the age where you think you're invincible and
Absolutely.
Nothing can happen to you. And then all of a sudden you have something like that happen, and there was no history of it in my family. So it was quite a shock, and anybody who's had cancer will tell you, you kind of get wrapped up into this whirlwind of things that happen to you. You really have no control at that point. It's visit this doctor and be in the hospital and get this test, and it isn't until after you get on the other side of that that you can really start to think about the healing as far as whole healing, not just, oh, the cancer's gone, but you have to repair your life as well.
And how did that happen for you?
Well, there was a lot of years in between and more illness and more problems. One of the things that was really most difficult was a period of depression that I went through. You know, you don't know when you're in a depression, or at least I didn't know, you know, that I could go and have that fixed. You know, it was just something that was deep inside of me I couldn't get rid of. And I also had a car accident, which caused me some physical pain for quite some time, a couple years, where that's really when my life kind of hit bottom and I couldn't function anymore. I mean, I couldn't go with my family out to golf without being in pain. I couldn't even riding in their boat, you know, bouncing around, the pain bothered me. So I kind of checked out of life for a while, and my family kind of gave up on me and thought, well, that's just how she is.
And how old were you then?
Well, the whole thing from the, you know, I got cancer at 24.
Right.
You know, we're looking at being mid-30s when, you know, this is all still going on.
Wow.
As late as 1999, I had some surgery that went wrong and almost died at that time. So it wasn't really until after 1999 that things started turning around for me.
Holy cow. That's a lot for a young person to handle.
Well, I like to tell the story, though, because then people know that I'm not just, you know, writing this happy, feel-good kind of book. I mean, I really made it work. You know, I really was in pain. I really did have some serious illnesses, and I turned it around, and not just health-wise, but mentally, spiritually, you know, I like to say even financially, because the system that I teach goes throughout the entire aspects of your life and makes everything better.
How is it that you came to develop the system that you teach?
Well, the bottom line is I prayed for it. I locked myself in the bedroom one night and I said, look, you know, I got to find out an answer to this. And I sat there for 2 hours with a piece of poster board and little mini post-it notes, just writing one word at a time and letting them fall on the poster board and putting them into clusters. And all of a sudden, this huge insight came to me and I started to realize, oh my gosh, there's a reason for why I was sick. There's a reason why I have this symptom, or there's a reason why I had this pain. And that was a huge, huge revelation to me. But I still didn't know at that point how to make it better. And over a period of years from that, of praying and asking for guidance, I literally asked for a system that I could bring to others so that we could heal our lives.
So are you saying that the reason that you had the pain and the injuries and the suffering was so that you could come to the system and use it to heal yourself and share with others?
I think partially, yes.
Wow.
And I don't think that's the reason for everybody. In my book, I talk about how to interpret a symptom, why you have the symptom, what the symptom is telling you, not from a medical standpoint, from an emotional standpoint, and how that is unique to you. So you could put maybe 10 people in a room who all had cancer, maybe the same kind I did, maybe have the exact same symptoms, but for each one of those 10 people, the meaning is going to be different. It's going to be personal to them because our experiences and our lives are each unique and individual. You know, most of the books that are out there today, there's hundreds and hundreds of healing books and especially like spiritual books, you know, on healing your life. A lot of them give you like this one-size-fits-all kind of thing, and do this affirmation and look in the mirror and say this thing, or here's this list of what your ailment is and what it should mean. And I looked at that, and it wasn't really helping me because I didn't seem to fit into those general categories. So my system is unique. For each person, they will have a unique answer.
Before we get into your transformational healing system, would you want to take a call from one of our listeners?
Certainly.
Okay. Good morning, caller. You're joining the program. Good morning.
It's Mr. Cam from New Rochelle.
Mr. Cam, how are you today? What contribution do you have to our program today?
Oh, so am I on the air?
You sure are, sir.
Oh, wonderful. I just heard the reference here to a surgery that went wrong. Every time I hear about a surgery, it seems to be something that's gone wrong. I had surgery about 4 months ago. That went wrong. I'm now in the process of suing because of it. I talked to somebody at Ethical Culture, where I go periodically. He just had another surgery. The first one they gave him for a back problem, they said was the wrong one. They operated on his knee. Now they went to his back. They injured some nerves there, so he can't walk. Almost every time you hear about the results personally, they've made a mistake. This is really turned into a kind of a racket here, and we need more suing, more malpractice settlements, and we need higher penalties. Just for the record, Bush has been lobbying for getting rid of penalties or lowering them to where it's just a kind of cost of doing business.
Hey, thank you very much for your phone call.
Let me address that in this way and say that, I mean, you could talk about what went wrong for days and months and years, but that's not going to turn your life around.
Exactly.
And I certainly had some things that went wrong. I had some things that went right. And I can tell you, I would not be here if it hadn't been for the things that went right and for the caring doctors who looked after me. So, you know, there are a lot of things that go wrong, but my book doesn't really address, you know, that kind of thing. My book tells you how to dust yourself off, pick yourself up, and start all over again and go forward. And put that behind you.
Absolutely. To emphasize to dwell on the negative, it's going to keep you in a vicious cycle. It's not going to get you anywhere.
Exactly.
I absolutely agree with you. Why don't we take a quick break, okay? Would you mind staying on with us? And
certainly.
When we come back, we'll talk about your surprisingly simple keys to redirect life, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. We're going to go to a break now.
Program is sponsored by the law firm of Martin & Colin, PC, White Plains, attorneys with a tradition of providing quality legal services throughout Westchester County. The attorneys at Martin & Colin, PC use 4 words to describe themselves: trusted, experienced, persistent, and local. Their office is conveniently located in White Plains. Contact them for a free consultation by calling 914-771-7711 or visit their website at martincolin.com for more information. When you have a problem and need a lawyer, remember that the attorneys at Martin & Colin, PC are trusted, experienced, persistent, and local. Dial 914-771-7711 or visit their website at martincolin.com. The law firm of Martin & Colin at 44 Church Street in White Plains is proud to sponsor this program.
Back for the second half of our program. I'm here every Friday from 10 to 10:30. We are joined today by an author named Jamie Lynn Saloff. She's written a book called Transformational Healing, and we're in the middle of an engaging conversation, and she is about to explain to us the message of her book, Transformational Healing. Ms. Saloff, thanks again for joining us, and would you tell us the message of your book, please? Your method, your insight, not just the book, but your whole way of life.
428 pages long, so as you can tell, it's not the kind of thing you can explain in detail in 2 minutes or less. But let me start by saying that there's 5 keys of healing. Relief is the first one, and let's face it, if you have a splitting headache, the first thing that you are thinking about is, how can I make my splitting headache go away? The last thing you're thinking about is, I wonder what this means spiritually or emotionally or, you know, anything of that. So
that's
the
right.
First key is to find some relief. And some of the more painful kind of ailments, that's kind of a difficult thing. You know, and sometimes you have to take relief in little spurts and get, you know, when I had the pain from my auto accident, I had to take that relief in little bits. The second key is really making a decision to heal your life. You know, we're talking about the negativity and that sort of thing. As long as you're dwelling on that and focusing on that, that's what you're going to get. And when you make a conscious decision, you know, I don't want this anymore, I'm going to find some way to make this better, that is when things start turning around and when you actually start pursuing that. The third key is goals and desires, and I also want to throw in heritage in there. And I don't have a lot of time to explain how those three things go together, but they do. And having a goal and having a purpose is a very important part of the whole system. And I'll actually tell you how to find that purpose and how to look within yourself to find it. The fourth key is connection. For some people, that's prayer. For some people, that's meditation. It can also be as something as simple as writing, reading, dancing, creating art with art. So connection is an important key. And the last key I call synchronicity, kind of putting these all of these things together, but also knowing yourself and understanding your own motivations and how you do things. It kind of goes into that section as well.
Besides the book, you also have a website?
I have two very important websites. The first one is Make the Pain Stop, and that's pretty straightforward as to what it means, and it gives you the walks you through some of the basic parts of my system. That's makethepainstop.com. And the other one is icantransform.com. I can transform. And I kind of turned it around so that when people went there, they were thinking to themselves, I can transform my life, you know, instead
sure.
of Jamie can transform. No, it's not about me. It's about what you can do. It's something that we can do on our own. And that's one of the most important aspects of this.
So makethepainstop.com and icantransform.com.
Yes.
Excellent. And you have some explanations of your program.
Yes.
Some clips from your book.
Yes.
You have some praise from concerning your techniques and your book on the website.
And I have...
You have a little bit of audio, too?
I do. I am going into the 21st century live and on stage.
Excellent. What is that? You're going to have small podcast, webcast type of...
Right now I just have an introduction to my system on makethepainstop.com, and I actually read that out loud so you can kind of, you know, on radio you can hear me, but when people go to my website and they don't know me, I think it kind of makes it more personal if you can hear the person talking and kind of get a feel for who they are as a person and what they're about. And a lot of people, too, say that I sound really young, and they'll go, how old are you? And I'm like, no, I'm not 20 anymore. I'm actually 47, and, I will be 47 in a couple weeks here. But,
congratulations.
I've been around, I know what's going on, and I think voice and video and pictures kind of help to bring that to life, you know, when you can't actually meet me in person.
Right, absolutely. So tell me, give me an example of some of your tips. I mean, let's say if I have an affliction, and where does that go? If I turn to your book or to your methods, where do I go with that?
Well, the interesting thing is almost everybody has some sort of ache or pain, and usually when we think of an ailment, we think of something that we went to the doctor for, and those, of course, are more serious kinds of things, but we also have this whole collection of annoyances that we carry around, and we go to the pharmacy and buy something over the counter, you know, for anything from hemorrhoids to headaches to paper cuts to, oh, you know, my trick knee is acting up again. We have this whole collection of these things, and we kind of pass them off as nothing. They're kind of things that we talk to our friends about, but we don't really treat them as serious ailments.
Okay.
And I show you how to take that and get a message from it. So, for example, a friend of mine was telling me that she had broken her toe many years ago, and so now she has problems with her foot. Well, it's not anything that she's ongoing treating, but it's still something she's always focused on as far as whether she should hike, or whether she, you know, she was telling me she couldn't use a trampoline, you know, for exercise because that would inflame it. And I said, well, what does that relate to internally? What is the emotional connection to that? And the first thing I like to do is pull up all those little funny sayings we have. And I thought, well, you know, feet and standing, you know, does she have a leg to stand on? You know, is there something in her life where she's afraid to put her best foot forward? It affects her toe, and I was trying to think of phrases that came with toe. And
right. Excellent. Where did it go? I'm curious to find out what...
I think that she has issues in her life where she's afraid to stand up for herself, and I think that she's come to a place now where she's starting to do that, and she's finding that her foot is actually getting better. Now, that's a simplified version,
What you're telling me is, if I understand you right, is that most of the issues are in a person's head, not in their foot or in their arm or wherever else they're feeling the swelling or the pain.
Exactly. And
I couldn't agree more.
And then you have to take some action towards fixing that kind of thing. Just knowing about it is part of the first step. And then saying, what can I do? Okay, so I realize I have trouble standing up for myself. Okay, well, where can I fix that? And then what happens is when you learn that message for yourself, you find out that as you go forward, it starts coming alive for you, and you find out the next time you're in a situation where you're not standing up for yourself, maybe your foot starts hurting or something, and then all of a sudden you go, oh yeah, I don't stand up for myself, and then that kind of encourages you to do it, and so you do stand up for yourself, and you're like, wow, I feel so much better.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here stumped by the fact that I couldn't agree with you more. And I don't know why. I this takes me to the bigger picture, and I don't want to get off subject, but I don't know why the way our society treats these kinds of maladies involves any kind of approach, the one you promote. You know, it's you, it's me, it's 100 other people who've written books along the same lines generally. But, you know, why in every neighborhood when you go to complain about, when you walk in any drugstore, when you walk in any doctor's office, the whole approach has nothing to do with what you're suggesting? Because I think you're onto to the key. I think you hit it.
And we all do it. I certainly go to the pharmacy for things, too, and then I'll think, well, I should sit here and figure this out. But you can't become totally absorbed in that either. You can't spend all your life going, oh, what's this pain mean? What's that pain mean? What happens in this method that I talk about in my book is you learn to go beyond that, and you learn to build upon that and find out, okay, I wasn't standing up for myself, and maybe there was a couple other little things that came to you, too, and you found out all these things. You start doing them. Then you put that with the goals that I was talking about and finding purpose, and you put that with finding relief, and you put that with connection, and all of a sudden you start moving forward, and pretty soon, like, I'm in a place now where things are happening for me so fast, I don't really have time to worry about minor ailments anymore, and I find I don't have them. I mean, I have them, but not like normal people. I mean, they just don't happen as frequently as I see most people having them, and you know, even like a cold or something, I very rarely get a cold.
Right, that's true. Well, I don't know about the cold, because sometimes I find myself running myself down because I'm so busy, so that my body gets weaker and I get colds. But I agree with you about the elbows and the knees and the feet. I think so much of that is that our body and our mind just have too much time and not enough to dwell on. And I really wish people would push themselves a little further in a positive direction. Let me ask you something about your specific techniques. Connection. Is that a connection to... Is that a connection to my God, to my own self, to my soul? What are we looking for in the connection part of your key?
Yes, to all of those.
Really?
Now, and I say God as far as whatever it means to you. Now, to me, is, you know, a religious kind of God. I mean, I have a very strong faith in God. But it is a connection to God, a connection to your inner self, a connection to all of those things. They all are connection, and they're all important. I believe that we have built right within us a kind of guidance system, and if you don't know how to get those messages, then what's your body going to do? You know, it's tried giving you the subtle hints, it's tried giving you the gut feelings, and you've been ignoring them. So what does it do? It says, okay, now you've got this aching elbow. Are you going to do something about that? And you'll find, and this is kind of ironic, but somehow that aching elbow will bring you around to a place where you're dealing with whatever the issue is at hand, even if you don't know about this thing, these kinds of things consciously. And that was one of the things that just totally amazed me when I found out about this system and when I started learning it for myself. For example, with my cancer, you know, it does, for me, it was about, I started looking at the cancer cells as how they kind of took control. They were kind of taking over control of my body. And I realized in my life, I had let other people take control of my life.
Excellent.
And even though I didn't know that at the time I had cancer, the cancer situations itself brought me to a place where I had to stand up for myself and say, hey, I am going to do it this way, because if I don't, who cares about my life and my quality of life as much as I do? And if I don't take charge, who is going to take, you know, who else has a right to say and make these decisions for me as much as me?
Right, and since we're out of time, and the synchronicity, that has to do with the fact that it feels right when you're got the right approach and you're moving forward and things start to actually happen like almost you start making your own good luck like that, is, or something?
More or less, but it's also putting it into practice, and it becomes habit as far as, you know, putting the system into use and coming back full circle every couple of years and going, okay, look how far I've come. Look how far I came a lot farther than I thought I was going to. What do I want to do next? And it's just putting it into practice and making it all work.
I see. Thank you. You're so interesting. Our time flew by today. You're Jamie Lynn Saloff. Your book is Transformational Healing. Your websites are MakeThePainStop.com and ICanTransform.com. Thanks so much for joining us today. You were a terrific guest.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, this is Bill Martin, usually joined with Lisa Colin. We're here every Friday from 10 to 10:30. We like to celebrate the exceptional on our program. We will be back again next Friday, 10 o'clock. Thank you again, David O'Shaughnessy, for the use of your airwaves. Thank you, Don Stevens, for all of your assistance on our program. Thank you, Melissa, for working the board. See you next Friday, 10 o'clock. Thank you very much. Join us.
Program is sponsored by the law firm of Martin & Colin, PC, White Plains. Attorneys with a tradition of providing quality legal services throughout Westchester County. The attorneys at Martin & Colin, PC use four words to describe themselves: trusted, experienced, persistent, and local. Their office is conveniently located in White Plains. Contact them for a free consultation by calling 914-771-7711 or visit their website at martincolin.com for more information. When you have a problem and need a lawyer, remember that the attorneys at Martin & Colin, PC are trusted, experienced, persistent, and local. Dial 914-771-7711 or visit their website at martincolin.com. The law firm of Martin & Colin at 44 Church Street in White Plains is proud to sponsor this program.
There's a new wine store in town, and all of Westchester is delighted. Ralph's Wines and Spirits at 498 Forest Avenue at the corner of Playland Parkway in Rye, New York, has almost overnight become the source for fine wines and spirits in the Golden Apple. Presided over by Ralph Hersom, the personable and brilliant sommelier of the former Le Cirque and a protege of Maestro Cirio Maccioni, Ralph was one of the youngest wine directors in the country and also served as cellar master at the famed Windows on the World. And now in Westchester, he's become your personal sommelier at Ralph's Wines and Spirits in Rye. Here you'll find over 300 selections, all personally tasted and tested by Ralph, and a full range of half bottles with wine tastings from 4 to 7 every Friday and 2 to 6 every Saturday afternoon. Here at last is a wine store not dictated to by the big distributors or mass market importers. Very worthy and agreeable wine start at just $9.95 at your personal sommelier, Ralph's Wines and Spirits. Also featuring a full line of magnificent Riedel wine glasses in every appropriate size. A wine store like no no other, in Rye at the corner of Forest and Playland Parkway. For directions to Ralph's, call 914-921-1847. Open Monday through Saturday, 914-921-1847.
This is an unsolicited testimonial, call it a commercial if you will, about a brilliant, dedicated young Mexican fellow. His name is Jesus Valencia. Now, I hope I pronounced it right. This young fellow, I think he's 29, certainly not yet even 30, but he's one of the brightest, smartest, and hardest working tradesmen we've encountered. And especially what he does better than anyone we've found is roofing. Over the years, ladies and gentlemen, on our various buildings, like everyone else, we've encountered some roofing wear and tear from the wind and the elements and the weather, and we've also tried some of the better-known roofing companies without much success. And then we recently discovered young Mr. Valencia. That's why I want to tell you about him. He's like a Nureyev up there on the roof. He goes right to the problem, and he fixes it permanently. For a lot of less than the big-time roofing companies charge you. Shingles, siding, gutters, leaders, or just to tighten up your roof, as we call it, and seal leaks. Jesus Valencia is his name. He's the best we've found in years at doing this. His number in Westchester for all kinds of roofing matters is 914-576-5596. I tell you, only the guy is really good. I hope success doesn't spoil him, make him like some of the others. So I represent young Mr. Valencia to you only as a roofer who's bright and fair and will work hard to fix up your roof without a lot of talk. 576-5596.
The voice of Westchester, 1460 WVOX.
This is The Health Show, a presentation of National Productions.
Late last year, the New York State Commission on Healthcare Facilities in the 21st Century, also known as the Berger Commission, recommended closing 9 hospitals around the state, including New York's only women's hospital.
Women's health is often spoken about as a lost leader by general hospitals because it draws women into the hospital. They have children there, and then they tend to have all of their other health care needs for their entire family met there.
On today's health show, we'll talk to that hospital's CEO and ask what makes a women's hospital better for women.
Then we'll hear about another woman, one who found herself close to dying on the operating table, and talk about ways women, and yes, even some men, can save their own lives. I'm Dr. Nina Sachs.
I'm Bob Barrett, and this is The Health Show.